Chapter 15. Help others reach their potential. Growing yourself enables you to grow others. It is my hope that this final chapter will inspire you to be all you can be so you can help others be all they can be. You cannot give what you do not have. But if you have worked to learn or earn something, you have the ability to pass it on to others. If you keep growing and determined to help others reach their potential, you will have much to give other people and make a positive impact on your world. Be a river, not a reservoir. How do you increase your chances of being able to help others and make a significant contribution in your lifetime? Think of yourself as a river instead of a reservoir. Most people who do make personal growth part of their lives do it to add value to themselves. They are like reservoirs that continually take in water, but only to fill themselves up. In contrast, a river flows. Whatever water it receives, it gives away. That's the way we should be as we learn and grow. That requires an abundance mindset. A belief that we will keep receiving. But as long as you are dedicated to personal growth, you will never experience scarcity and will always have much to give. Making the right contribution choices. Giving of your time, expertise, and resources without expecting anything in return is an unselfish act that makes the world a better place. We need more givers. When you focus more on the wants and needs of others, more of your own wants and needs are met. In contrast, when you choose to hoard what you have rather than give, you become the center of your own lonely universe and you become less content, not more. As a result, you repel both people and potential blessings. You can become a more generous and giving person even if you already exhibit those qualities. However, to do that, you must be a growing and developing person. And you must be intentional in your efforts to add value to others. Here are some suggestions to help you cultivate an attitude of contribution. 1. Be grateful. People who aren't grateful are not givers. They rarely think about others. They think only of themselves. Their days consist of looking for others to help them, give to them, serve them. And whenever others don't fulfill those expectations, they wonder why. Their selfishness keeps them from sowing, and their ingratitude makes them wonder why they don't reap a harvest. How can you show gratitude? By daily pouring into others and passing on to them the things that will allow them to run far and achieve beyond what you have done. 2. Put people first. All the things of this world are temporary. People are what matter. Your career, hobbies, and other interests will die with you. People continue on. What you give to help others builds them up enough that they are able to give to others. It's a cycle that can continue on long after you're dead and gone. Treating others well not only benefits people, it also helps us navigate life better and puts us in a place where we can learn from others. The measure of success is not the number of people who serve you, but the number of people you serve. When people are number one in your life, adding value to them becomes natural. You do it as a matter of lifestyle. You add value to people because you value people and you believe that they have value. 3. Don't let stuff own you. No one should ever become a slave to his stuff. No one should make acquiring more just for the sake of having more his life's work. If you want to be in charge of your heart, don't allow possessions to take charge of you. The question is, do you own your stuff or does your stuff own you? Contributors take the stuff they own and use it as an asset to make this world a better place to live. And they do this regardless of how much or how little they have.